Patient name, Christina Harrell, H-A-R-E-L-L. Date of birth is 3-1-78. Date of service, 8-27-25. This is a 47-year-old female patient. She's being seen today as part of a follow-up for a motor vehicle accident. We have seen her several times since the incident of the accident. Just to reiterate what happened on May 16th of 2025, she was walking on the side of the road. Actually, she was riding a bicycle. And she tells me she was hit by a car and suffered all these injuries. She has neck pain, left shoulder pain, left hip pain. She tells me today that she had just left a facility where she underwent an MRI of the left hip. Obviously, we don't have those records. Period, new paragraph. We do have the records of the left shoulder, and it does show a full thickness tear, anterior fibers, distal supraspinatus tendon, which measures 1.2 centimeters AP diameter. There is approximately 1 centimeter of tendon retraction. The osseous structures are unremarkable. So she continues to have pain. She's here for refill of her tramadol. We're going to accommodate that. She'll come back in another week once we get the report of the MRI of the left hip. Period. New paragraph. She offers no other complaint. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure today is 147 over 81. She's kind of worked herself up a little bit, so she's having a lot of anxiety. She can't be in any room with the door closed. She gets claustrophobic. Her pulse rate is elevated today due to that. Respirations are 16. Oxygenation is 96%. Temperature 98.5. She weighs 171 pounds. Period. New paragraph. She is here today for review of her left shoulder MRI, which we have done, and she needs refill of her medication, which would include tramadol 50 milligrams, and we're going to give her Flexeril 5 milligrams twice a day for 7 days. Period, new paragraph. Drug allergies, none. Medical history, diabetes, asthma, migraines, depression, anxiety, seizures, surgical history, tubal, DNC as well. She is a smoker, occasionally drinks alcohol. Period, new paragraph. On exam, she is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. Her movements are very purposeful and slow due to her injuries. Period, new paragraph. I have avoided going through any muscular skeletal exercises or movements for fear that it would she would undergo some pain. She seems very cautious with her steps. She is unable to, from a standing position while holding on to adjacent furniture, lift her left leg up off the floor. So we're unable to perform any exercises for that. As far as abduction on that left arm, she is able to do it, but her movements are limited with that left shoulder. Period. New paragraph. Patient will return to clinic in another week when we will have the MRI of the left hip in on our records, and then we'll decide on the appropriate action to take and the correct orthopedist for her to be referred to at that time. Period. New paragraph. I reviewed all this with her. She understands the plan of care. She'll return to clinic in another 5 to 7 days.